From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan answers the first questions in her confirmation hearing today. NPR's David Wellner reports that in the opening statements, Republican senators and Kagan herself have focused on limits on the authority and reach of the court.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee complained to Elena Kagan that because she's never been a judge, they have little to go on to know how she'd rule as an associate justice. Here's Texas Senator John Cornyn.
It's important in these hearings to find out whether you would move the court in a traditional or an activist direction.
In her opening statement, Kagan praised John Paul Stevens, the liberal retiring justice she'd replace. In a nod to conservatives, she said the Supreme Court needs to ensure government never outsteps its proper bounds.
But the court must also recognize the limits on itself and respect the choices made by the American people.
In that, Kagan seemed to side with committee Democrats, who say the Supreme Court's conservative majority has gone too far in an activist swing to the right. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The head of the U.S. Central Command will be on Capitol Hill today. It's time for General David Petraeus's confirmation hearing with the Senate Armed Services Committee. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, President Obama wants Petraeus to become the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan after the firing of General Stanley McChrystal.
General Petraeus is not expected to face strong opposition during his confirmation hearing, but the hearing may be an opportunity for members of the Senate Armed Services Committee to get a better idea about Petraeus' plans for Afghanistan, such as whether he's going to make any changes to the counterinsurgency strategy and what he sees as a timeline to begin a troop drawdown. President Obama has said he wants to begin a drawdown based on conditions in July 2011. Petraeus has described that date as the start of an assessment of battlefield conditions rather than a withdrawal from Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. government investigators say Afghan military and police cannot fight as well on their own as the U.S. is often believed. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan has put out an assessment of the military's rating system and judges it flawed, inconsistent, and unreliable. The U.S. considers the capability of Afghan forces the most important indicator of how well the war is going. And with President Obama wanting to start withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan next summer, effective Afghan forces are critical to the success of U.S. plans. Asian stock markets are down today with a big sell-off in China leading the way. Investors have been selling ahead of new reports on the U.S. and Japanese economies, the world's two largest. The Bank of Japan releases an economic survey on Thursday. The U.S. government puts out employment figures on Friday. This is NPR News. Officials in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas on the U.S. border say this Sunday's election will go on despite the assassination of the leading candidate by suspected drug gang hitmen. Michael O'Boyle reports on the increasing confrontation between drug cartels and the government.
Rodolfo Torre was expected to win the Tamaulipas governor's race next Sunday. His killing marks the highest-level political assassination in Mexico in 16 years, and it could herald a new challenge by the drug gangs against the government. No suspects have been arrested, but suspicions center on the cartels that have been waging an escalating campaign of violence in northern Mexico. President Felipe Calderón called Torre's murder an attack on the nation's democracy. For years, Mexicans have wondered if their country was turning into Colombia, where a battle between the government and drug lords spurred a string of political assassinations and bombings two decades ago. On Monday, there was more reason to fear. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
10 accused Russian spies are in custody, the arrests in Boston and in the New York and Washington, D.C. areas. The U.S. accuses them of searching for connections in policymaking circles. 9 of the 10 defendants face charges of conspiracy to launder money. An 11th defendant is at large. Louise Shawcross is a neighbor of one of the alleged spies, Richard Murphy, in New Jersey.
You know, it was great to have a stay-at-home dad. We were all excited about that. He was at the bus stop. I mean, we had no idea.
The government accuses 8 people of working long-term assignments in the U.S. for Russia under deep cover, and the U.S. accuses 2 others of being involved in a specific Russian intelligence program. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.